Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, it's been some time. We only have 100 questions on the U.S. citizenship test, and it is time for the next five questions on the U.S. citizenship test, and we only have 10 questions left.
Wow.
That's right. Only 10 questions left, and, of course, we have been deeply humiliated, realizing that maybe we have been critical of others coming to our country who actually could pass the test, that know about our country, and we are learning we also learned about the brain, too, in this whole journey, that you know, once you're a certain age, you've learned everything you can learn, right, unless you get rid of some stuff. And we just happened to get rid of the Constitution in our brain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in our history, it's like, oh, my goodness.
And so, a lot of politicians have lost it, too.
Yeah, really. We got to relearn things again. And so we're on question 91 of 100 questions. This is very exciting. We're coming to the end. Of course, I'm going to ask you the question and give you a chance to think. And when you're thinking, you're going to hear this. That's exactly right. You take all the time you want until the music stops. And then you got to give an answer. And with that, that'll be your final answer. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you get it right, of course, everybody's going to applaud you. But if you get it wrong... So here it is. Question number one on the U.S. citizenship test today.
Come on, say it with us. Citizenship test.
You know, speaking of that, this GPS systems, you know, and all that kind of stuff, it does tongue tire. We're like Sally sells seashells by the seashore. It was like some sort of towns and stuff we're driving through, and it was like, that was beautiful. It just literally dictated perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, dang, that was good. I couldn't do that. Anyway, back on the record here. Question number one for the U.S. citizenship test today is going to Pat. Here's the question. Question one is, of course, this is close. You got to really catch this up. You may have to self-deport.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. You may have to self-deport to, what's it, Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan.
Siberia.
Name one.
That's easy.
He's already thinking like one. Name one U.S. territory. Today's question, name one U.S. territory. Awesome. Here we go. Today's question is first one's for Pat, 1 out of 5. Is name one U.S. territory. All right, Pat.
All right. How about Puerto Rico?
Hey, bravissimo. Bravissimo. Just out of curiosity, John, just out of curiosity, because this is not going to you're not going to have to self-deport because this question has already been dealt with. Name one more. And there's several U.S. territories.
I'm going to go, Alex, for 5,000 with Guam.
Hey!
Yeah. Impressive.
Back to you, Pat.
You should have seen that. Yeah,
there's a whole bunch more.
I'm out of space. There's nothing left. I'm maxed out.
Wow. Well, I was wondering if you got John's one territory they knew about. Well, you know, Guam. But
he thought I was one dimensional. See,
Guam. That's a huge dimension.
That's huge.
Well, it's Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Well, let me read the question again. So those that are listening, name one U.S. territory, and these are U.S. territories you could have picked from: Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Northern Mariana. I knew that was a territory islands and Guam. Question number next. Going to you, John, on the U.S. citizenship.
Citizenship. It's almost like getting a meal.
What?
It's almost like getting a meal. A meal.
What?
What?
A mill?
A mill. instead of a meal, he says a mill.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a tournament. That was like definitely a rabbit trail. Okay, we're back to the test. Question number next. John, question number next on the U.S. citizenship test for you is, name one state that borders Canada. Name one state that borders Canada. All right, John. Question you from the U.S. citizenship test. So you don't have to go to Kyrgyzstan or Siberia. Name one. It doesn't look like the GOP is going to get it anyway. So don't anybody's worried about something for that GOP stuff. Like, they're like, oh my goodness. Anyway, listen. Name one state that borders Canada.
Well, I'm going to go with the state of New York.
Hey, oh my goodness. That's so good. That's very good. Very good. Pat.
I actually went to Canada.
Yes. Name a state that borders Canada.
How about Washington?
Hey! Oh, my goodness. That's very good. John, name a state that borders Canada.
I'm going to say... Oregon.
Okay, so we'll see how far we go. That's it.
How about Maine?
All right. He jumped in there. Now for the territories, you got, it was silent. Right?
Oh, now he's spitting them out now. All right. He's educated.
Okay, go ahead. Pat, we'll just go back to you again.
I just gave you one.
You want another one? John, you want to shoot for another one? Let me name it for you. Here is all the states that border Canada. Because the question is on the U.S. citizenship test. To be a citizen of America, you've got to take this test and pass it. Name one state that borders Canada. Well, this is some of the ones you could have named. Maine. New Hampshire. You don't think of that, do you? But really, it's New Hampshire. Vermont. New York. Pennsylvania. Ohio. Michigan. Minnesota. North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Washington, and of course, Alaska.
How about that?
I didn't realize there were that many. I didn't realize they were touching us. They're touching us up there. Here
Good
we go.
Thing friendly.
What's that?
Good thing they're friendly.
Yes, very friendly. Pat, question number next on the U.S. citizenship test is, name one state that borders, he's like, is there other borders? Name one state that borders Mexico. All right, Pat. The question for you on the U.S. citizenship test is, name one state that borders Mexico.
How about Texas?
Hey! John, name one state that other than Texas. Arizona! Oh my goodness! Yes! Good! Good. Pat. Name one state other than the two that have been named that borders Mexico.
California.
Hey, oh my goodness.
Wow.
John, name the last state that borders Mexico.
Nevada. No?
There aren't any more. I was just saying, there aren't any more.
But?
Well, John, question number next from the U.S. citizenship the test. Is question 94 on the test, as a matter of fact. What is the capital of the United States. John, the question for you is, from the U.S. citizenship test, is what is the capital of the United States?
I'm going to go with Washington, D.C.
Hey, oh my goodness. I was really concerned about that one. I didn't know if you were going to get that or not. Of course, some people say, oh, that's easy. But yeah, you understand, if you're coming from another country and you're taking this test, you don't know that yet. So you're going to need to know what where the capital is. Not that it's really significant or does anything important, you know, right. But you need to know, you need to really know where it's at, you know, just in case you want to go see some statues and stuff. Pat, question number next from the U.S. citizenship test is, where is the Statue of Liberty? Where is the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Get it right, Pat. Get it right.
All of our New York listeners are going like, great.
Oh, no.
Pat, where
is... What did you just say?
Where is the Statue of Liberty?
That would be in New York. What are you talking about?
It's Ellis Island.
Incorrect.
It's in the state, isn't it?
It's in Ellis Island.
Come on.
New Jersey.
That's right. Get it really out. Is, isn't it? It is in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thought about Manhattan. I thought that was in New York.
Well, it is. It is in New York, but.
No.
I'm mistaken.
It's in the water.
It's off the Jersey side.
Yeah. But the test says, the answer to the question, you want to know what it is?
What does it say?
What is the Statue of Liberty? Where is the Statue of Liberty? It's in the New York Harbor. The New York Harbor.
Well, I have it right.
Or Liberty Island. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, you can see it from New York. You can see it from New York. But it is. It's actually on Ellis Island out there. Oh, not Ellis Island. It's Ellis Island.
Yes, yeah, Liberty Ellis Island.
It is Ellis? Yeah. Okay. Question number last,
that
John.
That was last one.
Was the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. We have completed the test. We'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.